It's 27 minutes to 11, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
That was a really interesting interview with Lord Mayor Bob Dwyer. I think he's got a lot on his plate. There's so much moving parts happening in and around Parramatta. And to hear the stories and the commitment to our community is amazing. And we now turn to our Mayor of the Hills. And it's delightful to have you on the phone, Dr. Michelle Byrne. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and your family.
Same to you.
Do you know what?
How are you going?
Yeah, really good. Do you know what I'm excited about? There's lots of things we want to talk to you about formally, but you have a very, very big event happening with two young ladies in around about 2 weeks' time. Would you like to tell our listeners? Because I think sometimes, Madam Mayor, people forget that you do have a family, that you do have a wider family, and that you have the normal things that all of us go through on a daily basis.
I do indeed. My twin daughters, who are five, Madison and Alexis, are off to school. They will be in kindergarten this year, so they're very, very excited about going off to big school and having a uniform and having school shoes and being just like all the other big kids. So it's very exciting for them. It's sad for us in a way because they're growing up so quickly, and you look at them now and you realise that 5.5 years has just gone in a blink of an eye. And all of a sudden, those tiny little babies we brought home from the hospital are all grown up. Just like that, and telling us what to do and how to do it and all those sorts of things that five-year-olds do.
Absolutely. I've been very fortunate to be part of that journey and watch their development and to see how they have grown in particular. What do you hope for them? Can I ask you, just as a parent, what do you hope for your children?
I hope that they grow up and that they're happy and healthy. I think that's the main thing, that they're happy. I think all parents want their kids to grow up and to be happy. I also want them to pursue their dreams, whatever their dreams may be. Obviously, right now they're too young because they change their minds every day. Today they want to be spies. yesterday they wanted to be police officers. But who knows in the future what it will be that they want to do. But I hope that they pursue their dreams and achieve their dreams and that they're happy, mostly.
I think... to all our listeners, that there are noble values that all of us try, that our children are happy and they're healthy, and we wish you all the very best in that, continuing that part of your development and your family and so on, which really leads us to our show, because all of us here are full of dreams, and you and the councillors and management take on that role that's delegated to you. There's a lot happening and continues to happen in our Shire. What's been happening and what's keeping you up in terms of 21, Madam Mayor, in terms of big ticket items that you continue to work tirelessly on?
That's a really great question, Jimmy. You always ask good questions.
Well, thank you, Laura. Thank you, Mayor. Tick, 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 tick.
The Hills is growing very rapidly. The population is booming, and you know we're expecting another 120,000 people by 2036, and that's a great problem to have because it means that people want to come and live in the hills. That's a good thing. If people want to live here, I would know that we're doing something terribly, terribly wrong. But the challenge for us is providing that infrastructure and making sure that we're meeting the needs of our residents that live here today, but also meeting the needs of our future residents as well. And obviously that presents a number of challenges in terms of, okay, what infrastructure do we require? How do we roll it out and make sure that it's in place by the time our population is at close to 300,000? And where do we find all the money to be able to do these projects? And how do we find all the resources? So I think the thing that keeps me up at night is probably twofold. One, how are we going to do this? Because obviously there's a lot of challenges in there. And the second thing, of course, is how do we do it in a way that keeps our community together? How do we keep our community together in terms of an area full of wonderful people? There's a lovely sense of community spirit here. And you want to make sure that you keep the community together. And with all the planning and all the development that's going on, it'd be easy to shatter that. But I think that's what really keeps me awake, is how do we keep our community together and make sure in 50 years' time that the community spirit we enjoy here today still exists.
I think that's
a real challenge for us.
And I think we need to understand the seriousness of that. And we just had Lord Mayor, Councillor Bob Dwyer on the line expressing similar thoughts. You know, when you think that you've got to plan, extrapolate, the next 16 years, another 100,000 people, you can do the maths of how many people are going to be coming on an annualised basis to try and project. I mean, imagine, listeners, you trying to project where you're going to be in 10 years' time, let alone the complexity of a community with 300,000 people, growing expectations, schools, hospitals, retirement villages, housing, and a community that has a level of livability that satisfies everyone. They're very complex questions, and I applaud you, and I mean this most sincerely, for what you do in terms of doing those things. Challenged, absolutely, but continue that good fight, particularly with fiscal restraint.
Oh, absolutely. You want to make sure that you're providing all you can for your community, that you're creating quality of life for your residents. But at the same time, you want to be careful that you leave the council. At some point I'm going to leave the council, but I want to make sure it's in a position where the next mayor and the mayor after that and the mayor after that are in a position where the council is in a great financial position and in a position to be able to roll out even more services for the community. It'd be very easy to spend all the money that we've got today without thinking about tomorrow. And it might not be my problem tomorrow, but it will be the community's problem tomorrow if this council spends every cent that we've got. We do have to be careful, and at times it means we have to say no to the community.
Madam Mayor,
at this point in time, we can't provide this particular service that you need or piece of infrastructure that you want.
And I was just thinking about
why.
Sorry, Madam Mayor, I was thinking about the idea of community and funding required for the community. Some of our listeners may be thinking, well, my rates aren't going to fund all that's needed for that extra 100,000 population coming in. So, how can we advocate as community, you as mayor, the councillors, how do you advocate to those who can provide funding for local areas such that you don't have the full burden on all the ratepayers?
It really comes down to government and government funding. And, you know, when priorities change with state and federal government, you often see that not as much money flows through to local government. So I think that's the best way for government, for residents to advocate to government, to try and sort out some of these problems that we've got in terms of funding.
The things that I want to talk to after our little break, Madam Mayor, is to look at things. You have very big elections coming up again. What would you like to consider that has been your legacy in terms of, I know what it is, but I think our listeners need to be reminded of the incredible things you've done. And I really want to home in on things like waves and different sporting teams and all of those things that continue to be a daily challenge for you to build the community for your people. So let's have a little bit of a break and we'll come back and find out some answers to those very big ticket items.
Alive 90.5.
Proud sponsors Linden Electric have been best in class since 1977, providing unparalleled electrical expertise in commercial, industrial and laboratory solutions. This dynamic family-run team prides themselves on over 43 years' worth of client-focused results based on their core values of quality, safety and integrity. Linden Electric, experts in electrical, 9890 9663 or email james@linden.net.au for a booking. Station sponsor.
It's 13 minutes to 11, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim Darren.
I'm absolutely delighted to have on the line on Spotlight again this morning, Dr. Michelle Byrne. She's doing an incredible job for the community in and around the Hillshire. Madam Mayor, a question without notice, but Australia Day.
Of course.
Tell us about that, because I know how much you look forward to Australia Day and all the celebrations of the richness of our community. How are you trying to overcome the COVID situation at the moment? It's tough times.
Oh, look, it really is difficult for us because, you know, we really enjoy putting on the big event that we normally have at Bella Vista Farm. We enjoy having the artists perform. We enjoy having all the community there. We enjoy having the food bands and having a real fun day celebrating what it means to be Australian. But obviously under these conditions, we can't do that. It's just too many logistical challenges, but we are doing what we can. So we're still having our citizenship ceremony, which is very, very important to us. There are also flag-raising events still occurring across the Shire, although we're trying to manage them so that they're COVID-safe and we're sticking to the public health orders. And we're also trying to activate some of our spaces across the Shire with buskers on the day as well. So we're trying to give opportunities for local artists to busk across the Shire and to show their talent, which is an opportunity for them to perform as well as allowing the community to come and have a look at them and to maybe give them $5 or whatever, and to really enjoy Australia Day in a different way. We're also encouraging people to get together with their family in COVID-safe way, of course, and enjoy the things that make us Australian, have the barbecue and all those sorts of things as well. And, of course, we've got our Australia Day Awards coming up as well. So we're going to do as much as we can within the Australia Day space whilst being, obviously, COVID-safe and friendly.
Thank you very much.
Hopefully be good.
There's no question about it, Madam Mayor. It'll be absolutely fantastic. And I know that it'll be done within the spirit of COVID and regulations and compliance, but in a way that allows some creativity and imagination to celebrate the success of that. Madam Mayor, where could I find out, is there a place that you could point Darren and I and our listeners on our show to where the buskers might be? Like, for example, am I able to find out any information? I'm sorry to ask you that question, but I might
decide. You will be able to. We're just locking down, obviously, the buskers. We've just gone through an expression of interest process. Uh-huh. And we're locking down where they'll be located as well. But all that information will be on our website.
Fantastic.
And it'll be on our Facebook pages as well, and it'll be on my Facebook page as well. So you'll be able to find out that detail closer to Australia Day.
That's fantastic. Today is wonderful weather out there. Bit warm for many people, but a very warm day, fantastic day to celebrate and have holidays and so on. It made me think of waves, the continuing progression and development of waves. Tell our listeners about that, because it is so exciting. And that goes back to what you're you've made a decision now for 50 years. I think people need to understand that.
50-year investment. So when you say to people this pool is costing us $55 million, the draw kind of drops. But when you tell them this is actually a 50-year investment, our kids and grandkids in 50 years' time will still be swimming in this pool. It's actually a great investment, and especially the fact that the money that we're using is increasing the capacity of the pool. So we had a 8-lane 50-metre pool that's going to be replaced with a 10-lane 50-metre pool. There'll be an outdoor 25-metre pool. There'll be an indoor 25-metre pool. There'll be a family pool area. There'll be splash pads for the kids. There'll be a new gym, a new cafe, community room. So it's really going to be state-of-the-art by the time it's done. And it's a very exciting project to me, because I learnt to swim at waves, and there's actually photos of me as a child shaking Wayne Merton's hand, receiving an award for finishing the free swimming course that they used to run down there for kids. So it's a project that's really close to my heart, and one that I keep an eye on. At the moment, if you drive past Ways, you'll see that they've pretty much, I think, dug the 50-metre pool back in, so it's being relocated. And I think very shortly they'll start to pour concrete and that sort of thing as well. So very soon you'll start to see Ways pop out of the ground, which is really, really exciting for us. And obviously as a mayor, it's very, very exciting, because I obviously keep a very close eye on it, because the last thing you want to see is your project be delayed or for it to blow out of budget or anything like that. So keep a close eye on that one. I drive past it pretty much every day, keeping an eye on it as well. But it's very, very exciting, and it's very exciting for our community. So fingers crossed, you never know. This time next year, we might be swimming in our new pool.
That is fantastic. And that was a question I was going to ask you. When do you think people will be able to come through the turnstile? So certainly next year, in the first half of next year?
Absolutely, yeah.
That is fantastic.
Absolutely. We're working as hard as we can. And the team we've got, the builder down there, ADCO, are fantastic. They're doing a great job looking after the site and getting on with the job of building the pool as quickly as they can within time constraints and obviously within budget constraints as well, but without cutting corners, of course, because we want to make sure it's a quality facility that meets the needs of our community today and obviously the needs of our community tomorrow, because at the moment it's the only aquatic facility that we've got in the hills. So we want to get it right.
Oh, it's fantastic. And I think if people want to find out more about it, they just go to the web and go to Ashire and get full details. I applaud you and your councillors in the big decision that you made. As I say, people look at $55 million or $56 million today, but if you do calculations and, you know, future values and net present values and so on, people in 50 years will say what a great decision that was in terms of the expenditure
absolutely.
On that.
Absolutely, and that's why we're a fortunate council. I know we're talking about how councils are financed earlier, but this is a council that's been very proactive and has thought long term. This is a council that, you know, has strategic investments. You know, we buy land, we sit on it for 50 years, and then sell it off. We try and find land or buildings that we can purchase that will return a profit to the council. So, for example, the council building that we're in today, obviously there's two buildings on site. We don't use all of it. What floor space we don't use, we rent. It creates a surplus that we then return to the community. And that's one of the reasons why this council is so successful and in a position to deliver a $55 million pool to start with. Because you look at other councils, there's not many councils that could deliver a $55 million pool without serious funding from state and federal government to be able to do it.
Oh, absolutely. Madam Mayor, a question without notice, and I'm sorry to ask you, but it's just we're in conversation with regards to things. The CBD at Castle Hill continues to grow and be vibrant. Castle Hill Towers, how's that going? Do they have future aspirations?
Yes, they do. Obviously, they've just done up their Piazza area. I think they've got another DA before us. I mean, obviously, they've had challenges as well because of COVID and the way in which retail seems to be changing. People seem to be doing a lot of online shopping as opposed to going into malls these days.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with COVID, I mean, where you can, you buy stuff online, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
But I think in the future they'll do more on their site, and I'm sure they'll at one point they will want to redevelop that. And I guess at some point in time, the other side of the road in Terminus Street will change as well.
Yes, all of that. That's what I'm saying is, again, in the complexity and just the daily living of day on day, the amount of decisions and things that you need to think about are real and have an impact on people's lives. And it's just a credit to you. The quality of people that help try to make the decisions to build a better community need to be applauded. And I say that because it's so easy to sit on the sideline and criticise. As you've already said, people are there to help and to make a very positive contribution.
Oh, absolutely. And it helps that you've got such a great team. I mean, I have a great team of councillors around me, but I also have a great general manager.
Yes,
and great
agree.
Council staff as well. And that makes a huge difference. And, you know, the elected body on the hills works very closely with the general manager and the staff. We're all going in the same direction. We all have the same vision. We all want to see the very best for our shire today and in the future. So that helps and makes a big difference. We can't do it alone. It's not a job you can do alone, and you can't get results by yourself. You need that team in there helping you out.
My last question to you, and we're coming to an end. What do you want to be remembered by for 21, Dr. Michelle Byrne?
For 2021, I want to be remembered, I hope I'm coming back, but I want to be remembered as the mayor that delivered infrastructure and created a quality of life for residents. And I also want to be remembered as the mayor that brought this community together, that ensured that everyone felt that they had a place to belong and really felt engaged and a part of this community, regardless of their age, where they came from originally or anything like that. I just want to make sure that we create a community that's really harmonious, really united and really sticks together through the hard times and the good times as well.
Well, let me just encapsulate that. You do that well. We thank you very much for being with us, and we want to have you more throughout this year and next year and the year after and the year after and the year after. You do an incredible job. Thank you for what you do for our community, Dr. Michelle Byrne.
Thank you for your service as well. You and Darren do a lot too.
Have a great morning, and thanks for joining us on Spotlight this morning.
Thank you soon.
Bye.
Alive 90.5.